Spanish Grand Prix 2025, Max Verstappen says title race against McLaren does not feel like a fight, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-05-29T17:40:50.743Z, description colon Red Bull's Max Verstappen says his championship battle against the McLaren drivers this year doesn't really feel like a fight. Title race does not feel like a fight, Verstappen. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, Spanish Grand Prix, 5 things to know before race weekend, Andrew Benson, F1 correspondent, published, May 29, 2025, 332 comments, Red Bull's Max Verstappen says his championship battle against the McLaren drivers this year doesn't really feel like a fight. The four-time champion is 25 points behind championship leader Oscar Piastri after winning 2 of the first 7 races. That is the same number of victories as Lando Norris, Piastri's McLaren teammate, who is 3 points behind the Australian. But Verstappen implied that he did not have much hope of adding a 5th title in 2025. "I just try to do my best, have a bit of fun out there," Verstappen said. "I'm more excited if I know that we're going to be super quick. That's the most exciting. I always try to do my best, but this year so far it had some real positives, but of course also some negatives. With some races we are really off the pace, which is not enjoyable. That also doesn't mean that I'm enjoying it or loving it. I like it. Up until this point it's not going to be remembered forever." Verstappen's pessimism is based on the fact that while the Red Bull is quick on circuits with medium and high-speed corners, such as the Barcelona track that hosts this weekend's Spanish Grand Prix, it is weak at low speed and over bumps and curbs on street circuits. He added, "It's not that I don't believe. I just rock up to the track and I do the best I can every single weekend. I don't need to believe in it. Fully or not. I know that every time that I go out there, I do the best I can. If that's with a car that is capable of P5, I will put it P5. If it's capable of winning, I'll win. Honestly, I just approach it very simple, which also doesn't eat up a lot of energy as well, so I have a lot of free time outside of that." Piastri, who has 4 wins, rejected the idea that Verstappen was not a title contender. "I don't think he can be counted out," Piastri said. "The gap is not very large at the moment, and they've genuinely been competitive at a decent number of circuits now. Of course, there's been weekends where we've been stronger, but they've been developing their car, they've been finding more performance, so I think at this point, Max is definitely still in the fight." Will a rule change make a difference? Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, McLaren lead the Constructors' Championship by 172 points after winning 6 out of the 8 races this season. Verstappen said he had little hope that a new technical regulation being introduced for this weekend would boost his chances against McLaren. F1 introduces stiffer tests on front-wing flexibility at this weekend's Spanish Grand Prix, aimed at preventing teams deliberately exploiting wing flex to enhance aerodynamics. Flexing front wings, with the use of clever carbon fiber manufacturing techniques, helps teams balance the cars between high-speed and low-speed corners. They also boost top speed by backing off on straights without compromising cornering performance, because the wing lifts up at lower speeds when the car is cornering. Red Bull have been hoping the rule change, which means wings are allowed to flex less for a given amount of weight applied to them in a test by governing body the FIA, could hamper McLaren. But Verstappen, "More has to happen for our side to have proper success. All will be a little impacted, some a little more than others, but it is not going to change the world. It will change the balance of the car probably a little bit. For us, not too much. I don't expect massive time gains or losses between the teams." Norris, who won in Monaco on Sunday, said his team were not worried about them. "No, not at all," Norris said. "There are little tweaks here and there but nothing that will change how we have to do anything." Piastri added, "I've not run the front wing, but Lando's already run the front wing before this year, so we're confident. That's not our magic bullet. We don't have a magic bullet, but that's not our main strength. Ferrari's Lewis Hamilton criticized the decision to impose the stricter tests on the grounds that it would prevent teams from overcoming a fundamental issue with the aerodynamic behavior of the current generation of cars, which tend to have a lack of front grip in the slow-speed corners, and too much in the high-speed. The flexi wing was a band-aid for a poorly designed technical regulation, Hamilton said. It made this generation of car much nicer to drive. So it's going in the wrong direction, that's for sure. Related topics, Formula 1, more on this story, drivers too nice when asked about Monaco changes, Alonso, published 18 hours ago, how to follow Spanish Grand Prix on the BBC, published 18 hours ago, Andrew Benson Q&A, send us your questions, published 6 days ago, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 332, top stories. Real Madrid agree deal to sign Alexander Arnold, published 58 minutes ago, Fernandez considering quitting Man Utd for Al Hilal, published 2 hours ago, live. French Open, Sabalenka leads Dani Lovic by set and break in third round, 1,300 viewing, 1.3k viewing. Elsewhere on the BBC, Alison spends a revealing weekend with Jimmy Carr, Victoria Corin Mitchell takes the host's seat. Jeremy, Richard, and James embark on a classic Top Gear road trip, flock to watch Sean's new shenanigans. Elsewhere in sport, Champions League winners? Best moment? Star player? Pundits picks, how Earps went from £25 a game to Mary, Queen of Stops. Brooke era begins with dominant win over West Indies. Video Brooke era begins with dominant win over West Indies, overcoming struggles and Taylor's advice. Humphreys seals Triple Crown, Spanish Grand Prix, 5 things to know before race weekend. Video Spanish Grand Prix, 5 things to know before race weekend, Football Daily. Audio Football Daily, widely mocked, wildly celebrated, how Chelsea won the Conference League, retirement is terrifying, but fury's not done, why US Open comes at crucial moment for women's golf. How Antony became a hero in Betis after Man Utd sadness, why does Kuna want Man Utd move and where does he fit, in pictures, sporting photos of the week, why support a team that loses. How fans in Asia moved on from Man Utd, how Schmidt screen grab reignited putter debate, who made Opta's team of the season, F1 Q&A, would Monaco have been better without two-stop rule, who were superb, who were an utter shambles. McNulty's season review, how McTominay became a Napoli icon after Man Utd exit, from winning iPods to Grand Slams, Djokovic's 100 titles, 75 years of F1 in pictures, home news sport business innovation culture travel earth audio video live, terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC BBC emails for you advertise with us, copyright. 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config_=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country="end language="engb and service="commercial../name../global navigation../props/country// it/comma/language/colon/eng/service/colon/commercia